school board scandals, a Man Cup run and an only in New West Price is Right delight. It's been a busy year of news in BC's first capital city. What made the front pages in 2023? The New West Record has reviewed the year that was and rounded up this year's top news stories. Education. DBT scandal. In June, New West School trustee Dee Beattie admitted she was behind a fake Twitter account that came under fire for making inappropriate comments towards local parents and others. The fake account in question was a Twitter account in the name of Alan Witterstone, at AlfronW, that was exposed when New West parent Sarah Arboleda went public on Twitter with a thread suggesting that Alan, who had targeted parents, among others, was, in fact, Beattie. After calls for her to resign from the school board and the New Westminster District Parent Advisory Council, Beattie officially stepped down from her position in September. Beattie's resignation has triggered a school board by-election this February to fill the vacant seat, something to watch for in 2024. Other education stories from 2023. New West School Board Chair steps aside amid special prosecutor's investigation. Gurveen Dhaliwal chose to take a step back from her role as chair in June 2023 after a complaint was filed about her presence at the Queensborough Community Centre Advance polling place on October 5, where she was acting as a scrutineer for City Council candidate Ruby Campbell. Students, on display, glass walls at NWSS under fire again. April, parents, students and staff continued to push to have glass interior walls covered up. New West Schools baking in heat wave. May, the district's two newest schools, New Westminster Secondary and SQO Wek Elementary, both feature a great deal of interior and exterior glass, and no air conditioning, leading to a presentation to the school board by Janet Kinnaird, vice president of CUP Local 409, which represents South Dakota 40 support staff, who said temperatures in some classrooms soared past 33°C. With files from Julie McClellan. Sports. The Salmonbellies were so close. After defeating Langley Thunder, the Bellies earned a spot in the National Lacrosse Championship to face off against the Six Nations Chiefs in the 2023 Man Cup this past September. New West hadn't been to the Man Cup since 1991. But the Bellies fell to Six Nations after a hard-fought five-game series. Series coverage by New West Record reporter Teresa McManus. Lacrosse Dreams. Man Cup Showdown begins Friday in New West. Photos. Six Nations Chiefs triumph in Game 1 of 2023 Man Cup. Chiefs beat the Bellies 10-7. Six Nations Chiefs take 2-0 lead over New West in 2023 Man Cup Series. Chiefs beat the Bellies 13-11. The Creator's Game. Indigenous heritage highlighted at Man Cup in New West. Bellies battle but fall short against Chiefs in thrilling Man Cup match. Chiefs win 8-7. A nail-biting clash. Salmonbellies defeat Chiefs in do-or-die match. Bellies win 11-10. Photos. Six Nations Chiefs defeat New West Salmonbellies to win 2023 Man Cup. Chiefs win 11-9. Bonus. A Bellies Pale Ale is out right in time for the Man Cup in New West. Community. The Price is Right contestant enjoys a priceless trip to New Westminster, November-December, after Philip Fitzpatrick lost out on a trip to British Columbia that included a six-night stay at the Inn at the Key. Tourism New Westminster launched a hashtag search for Philip social media campaign with the goal of bringing the Price is Right contestant to town. Fitzpatrick, accompanied by a longtime friend and travel buddy, visited New West from December 5 to 9. Homelessness soars to unprecedented levels with a 65% rise in New West. November. More than 200 people are homeless in New Westminster. A number that's grown by 65% in the past 3 years. Columbia Square Plaza transformation. Thousands of new homes proposed in New West. June. A transformation of Columbia Square Plaza could see thousands of new homes, retail, and community and public spaces created on the prominent site in downtown New Westminster. Could New West's loquat leaf oak be the only one in Canada? February. A tree that's native to Mexico, and possibly the only one in Canada, got a new home in New Westminster. Samson V closed after oil spill on Fraser River, July. The Samson V was determined to be the source of an oil spill on the Fraser River. Changes coming to Belmont Street Parklet in Uptown New West in 2023-2024, March. The City of New Westminster's capital budget includes $290,070 in 2023 and $4.2 million in 2024 for streetscape improvements on Belmont Street, 6th Street and 6th Avenue, including intersection improvements at 6th and 6th. The work is part of the 6th Street Great Street Initiative, which envisions a people-centered public realm. Local business. Here are some of our most read local business stories of 2023. Paddlewheeler Pub closes after 37 years on New West Waterfront, October. O. Tannenbaum. New German restaurant opens in New West, February. Ronson's Shoes Liquidation Store opens in New West, temporarily, March. New West Cafe struggles to stay afloat, seeks community's help, May. Meet the Angel, behind New West's newest bakery, March. Breaking news. New West police investigating after pedestrian killed by truck, February 20. New West mayor calls for short and long-term fixes after pedestrian killed, February 21. Fire crews battle blaze at New Westminster Recycling Plant, July 23. Media. And the New Westminster Record has gone online only as we said farewell on August 10 to our weekly print edition. Sign up here for the Record's newsletter for curated, local news straight to your inbox daily or once a week.